WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome back to our Tusk Talks weekly series here on WTUZ. Joining me today is Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District Marketing and Public Affairs Administrator Adria Bergeron. Now, MWCD did have some good news come from the state level last week, right before Memorial Day, with campgrounds opening up for visitors. Adria, tell me a little bit about some of the protocols that you guys have to meet and what MWCD's plans are for reopening and kind of the summer season ahead.
Yeah, so we're extremely excited and grateful that we are able to open to be able to welcome everyone who is interested in camping back into our park. It's been an interesting road for everyone, as everyone knows. Definitely, we've had to make some changes, and we've had to make some changes rather quickly. So that has been at times challenging, but we feel that we are up to the challenge, and we've been preparing all of these weeks for when we would get the green light to reopen. So with that being said, we feel that we're prepared. We have ramped up our cleaning protocols. We've always taken our cleaning very seriously and are just doing more so. Using products that are approved by the CDC for viruses. So we feel prepared to handle the cleaning protocols that have been put in place. We're very excited that we are able to resume camping. Our restrooms and shower buildings will be open whenever we resume camping on that date. We also just opened our cabins and our marinas. That was on Friday, May 15th. So slowly but surely, we are getting closer to resuming quote-unquote normal as we navigate through this very difficult time. But we're excited to open our doors and allow people some opportunity to spend time in the great outdoors. And, our hiking trails have been open this whole time. Our lakes have been open. You can fish just from the shoreline. You can go boating. So we've always had some things in place, but obviously being able to offer more of a full capacity that we normally do, we're excited to be able to bring back to the area.
Absolutely, and I know one question that I had was, you guys get a lot of campers who bring down their RV and kind of stay throughout the summer down there. Is there any difference on what those folks will have to do?
Yes, we actually were able to resume camping to our seasonal camping customers, which a seasonal camper is someone who, under normal circumstances, would camp from April 1st through October 31st. So we were thankfully able to resume camping for those folks earlier this month, but unfortunately we're not able to open our showers and restrooms. So they had to be a self-contained unit, which means they had to use their own showers or restrooms in their camping unit. So that was a bit of a challenge, not being able to have our showers and restrooms open, but thankfully we were able to welcome them back in. And although this, as we're sort of slowly moving back into things, so it's not 100% full capacity just yet in terms of what we normally offer. For example, typically on Memorial Day weekend, we'd have lots of activities and events for kids to take advantage of. And with some of the gathering limitations still in place, we're definitely having to reevaluate how we offer those things, to offer them in smaller groups. And we're working on that. We're working on plans to get those things in place. We are working on implementing what we can during the summer months moving forward. But, it's definitely different, but we've been prepared for the challenge, and we're just really excited to welcome people back into the parks and campgrounds.
And Adria, as you mentioned, this upcoming weekend is a holiday weekend, which is big for you guys. Is there any plan to increase surveillance, I guess we could say, of, making sure, 20 to more or more people are in a group celebrating?
We definitely have always, when our summer season kicks off on Memorial Day weekend, we always ramp up the number of rangers that we have. We hire additional seasonal staff, and that has continued this year as usual. We've been planning to hire those seasonal rangers, and we have been doing that. So we should just have a typical patrol out that we would normally have on a Memorial Day weekend. It's definitely going to look different, and we ask all of our customers who are coming in to please help us maintain that social distancing so that way we're not having to enforce it. We want it to be a positive experience for everyone who comes in the park, so we're just asking that they do some of that on their own to help us so that we're not having to you know, have an enforcement feeling throughout the park. But we'll definitely encourage the groups to not congregate and to maintain the orders that are in place so that we can stay open. That's our biggest concern.
And I'm not sure what you guys have at your different parks, if you have any type of playgrounds or anything, but obviously I would say beaches are not going to be open at this time unless restrictions open up even further, right?
Yeah, we are working on opening our beaches. I think probably what our plan is going to be is that the beaches will be open and it'll be swim at your own risk. I'm not 100% sure exactly when our beaches will open, but it's going to look a little bit different than normal. And that's due to the inability to hire those lifeguards, get them certified, get them trained. We always struggle with getting enough lifeguards and, you know, dealing with school schedules and things of that nature. So this delay has definitely impacted the ability to get some of those normal things going. And to be quite honest, I need to review the orders and find out where we stand on our swimming beaches, but our goal is to get them open to some capacity, but it probably won't look like a normal season.
And that's going to end out this episode of TUS Talks with guest Adria Bergeron, who's the Marketing and Public Affairs Coordinator for the MWCD. And she's talking about what protocols they have to have in place for this summer as campgrounds are now open in Ohio. And if you missed any portion of this interview, head over to WTUZ.com to find the audio from today and, of course, all of our past TUS Talks weekly episodes. For WTUZ, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.